This is a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
For the Hidden Killers Podcast, I'm Stacey Cole. The BTK case. We thought it was a done deal, and now new details are coming out. New developments almost weekly now. Authorities have released some drawings attributed to the infamous BTK killer, Dennis Rader. These drawings depict a chilling scene of absolutely terrified, bound, and gagged women. And oftentimes, he actually drew various buildings and his victims. Law enforcement authorities are now exploring the possibility that one of the women in the drawings may be a previously missing individual. These disturbing images have been released as part of a significant recent effort to re-examine potential cold cases linked to the now 78-year-old man who was coined as BTK for bind, torture, kill. Among the sketches, two of them portray women, one of whom is seen in a short red dress or a blouse, both of them bound with nooses around their necks. The third drawing presents a blonde woman, visibly frightened, with her limbs securely bound by rope and a red gag in her mouth. According to the Osage County Sheriff's Department, the woman wearing a green top in the drawings that have been released is believed to be a Southeast Kansas woman who disappeared back in 1991. These recent disclosed drawings were among hundreds discovered in his possession at the time of Rader's arrest. Authorities have released these three images now in the hope that somebody may recognize the depicted scenes. They are believed to be within barns or silos, and they're hoping that potentially it will lead to some vital information. The Osage County Sheriff emphasized in an interview saying that we're hoping that releasing these, somebody might recognize one of these barns or the unique features in them, or the closeness of the silo to the barn, or possibly might have even found items that they didn't know why they were there. That could be important information in this case. Even if the barn isn't there anymore, they would still like to have that information. In one of the drawings featured the woman in the green shirt, officials consider the black piping behind her to be a rather significant clue. It suggests a purposeful design, possibly to prevent livestock from damaging the barn's exterior. The sheriff continued on saying, "We know from things Dennis said on this exact photograph that it was a drawing he created from an actual barn." Now, regarding the woman in the red shirt drawing that was released, the sheriff suggested she might be in a wooden space resembling a tack or a feed room within a barn. Such spaces typically had wooden floors due to the absence of livestock. The third drawing has a unique angle of a staircase that could potentially serve as a valuable identifier for that location. Additionally, law enforcement recently intercepted prison communications from Rader, indicating that there might be concealed evidence in old barns. Of course, Rader's fascination with barns and their surroundings has long been noted. His daughter, Carrie, revealed his interest in barns and his need to be outdoors. She mentioned in an interview that, quote, "My father absolutely loves barns and silos." She explained after his arrest that they discovered his deep fantasies about specific locations, and now they're exploring those places to check for any possible missing persons or buried individuals. Earlier this summer, authorities named Rader as a person of interest in the 1976 disappearance of Oklahoma teenager Cynthia Dawn Kinney. We'll keep you updated on any new information surrounding this never-ending case of the BTK serial killer. For the Hidden Killers Podcast, I'm Stacey Cole.
This has been a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.